Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
That's exactly right, and we're so glad you're with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we've got another show lined up that you're going to want to hear every word. A lot of great tips that we're going to share with you. Some great callers from all over the country. We've got simple solutions. We got all kinds of things. And it's just too much for me to do by myself. That's why I bring in my reliable co-host, Joe Truini.
Well, thank you, Danny. I'm happy to be here. And welcome, everyone, to the last weekend of February, and it's leap year, so we have an extra day to work on our homes. So if you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
And we make that so easy for you. The Today's Homeowner Hotline, 800-946-4420. How about sending us an email? You can certainly do that anytime, and we try to get to as many of those each week as we possibly can. You can do so by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Also, remember, you can reach out to us through Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and if you want to send me a direct message over Twitter, you can just go to @DannyLipford. A lot of things that we're going to be able to cover this week. And one of the things we have coming up, we have a homeowner that's really challenged with trying to figure out where water is coming into their house. It's a roof leak. A lot of people have challenges with figuring out roof leaks. They can be pretty tough. We're going to give them some great tips on how to find it at their house. And is it a leak, or maybe it's some condensation that's causing the problems? We'll explore all of that.
And we're going to talk to a homeowner who recently added onto their homes, and they're very excited about the new space. But here in the middle of the winter, they realize that new addition is not getting enough heat. And there's several reasons why that may occur, and we're going to talk her through those options.
That's exactly right. And bamboo flooring. Joe, you had much experience with bamboo flooring.
Yes. When I wrote a book on flooring probably about 5 or 6 years ago, and one of the floors we installed was a bamboo floor, and they were very popular then, and they continue to be pretty popular.
It seems like it, and it's a great renewable resource when you really find out about how they harvest the bamboo and how they go about it, and also the advantages of having bamboo flooring in different areas of your house. We're going to talk about that and acquaint you with a brand new product that's available at the Home Depot in just a few minutes.
And the other really cool thing about bamboo is that it's not wood.
Right.
It's actually grass,
yeah,
which is why it's so fast. It's one of the fastest growing plants in the world. So they can harvest bamboo in, I think, like 4 to 6 years, where, an oak tree, you have to wait 60 years.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And we're also we've been receiving a lot of emails about tips, homeowner tips that our listeners are sharing with us, and we're going to share them with you coming up.
And this is so great when people, stop and go, hey, I heard you last week on the show, and you might want to try this, you might want to try that. Keep those coming in, and you can call us up anytime if you have one right now. You go, I wonder if those guys know about this way of doing this, that, or the other
right
around the house. We want to hear about it. And again, it's 800-946-4420, the Today's Homeowner Hotline, or if you'd like to send us that email, it's todayshomeowner.com/ask. But hey, I'll tell you what, we've got something really special this week. You think about the simple solution, and certainly that's a big part of our television show and radio show. And Joe has done over 500 of these
500.
Over the years. I know, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And of course, they're available that you can view all of them right now at todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. But what would be Joe Truini's favorite top 10? Well, we're going to really dig into that, and we're going to count down during this first hour from 10 down to 1 as we go through the show, just to give you an idea of some of the ones that Joe himself have found to be very unique and have risen to the top. And Joe, a lot of people will ask us all the time is, how do you keep coming up with these things? Because Joe, you've been doing a simple solution type format for 20 plus years.
Right.
But boy, they just kind of drop in your lap sometimes, don't they?
They absolutely do. And I don't really think about it. People do ask me that, like, how do you come up with these all the time? That must be really hard work. And I think, if I thought that way, I might not be able to come up with them. But, they come up from people suggest them. I get them from you, of course. Scott, who's the producer of the Simple Solutions on TV, he shares them with me. And, readers and listeners send them in. But most of them come from my experience and when I'm in the middle of a project. I'm always working on something, and these sort of tips, these shortcuts just sort of come up. I mean, you know the same thing, right? You're always working, finding, trying to find a better way to do something. And that's basically where they come from. I never run out of them. I don't even think about it anymore. They just come to me and I keep jotting them down. And then I eventually, you know, if I like them enough, we put them on TV and radio.
I could just remember when I first started getting into doing a little bit of work, a little bit of contracting and so forth, you know, having an old timer tell me about a certain way of doing things as well.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
Well, son, you can do it that way if you want, and it'll take you all day. Or if you want to eat lunch with me, well, here's how you need to do it. So you know, you get those little tips that, you know, it's not cutting corners or doing something a cheap way. It's just doing something a smarter way. And
right.
That happens so much. Or many times on Simple Solutions, you're repurposing certain things that, you know, you may have thrown away, or you might be taking something and using it for a completely different way about it. And so I think that's a pretty good thing. Matter of fact, Joe, let's get this countdown started right now. And because I'm intrigued to hear what you feel are the top 10, which had to be hard to figure that out, because they're all real great solutions to problems we have around the house. But what would be number 10 on your list of simple solutions?
Okay. Well, this one actually is using something that has a design purpose, but using it differently. And it's how to use a clear pouch shoe bag for workshop storage.
It's the type you hang on the back of your closet or something like that.
Typically on the back
right.
of a door,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And there are pouches. Some of them, the one I specifically, for this simple solution, chose a clear one so you can see what's in them. Some of them aren't clear. So if you're going to use the simple solution, get the clear kind. And it's small, hangs on the back of a door, and you can use it in a workshop for storing anything from hand tools to caulking tubes and spray cans, spray paint, that kind of thing. And it's great because it holds, I think the one we used held like 12 or 16 mm-hmm. pouches. So there's lots you can hang on there. And you can also use it, by the way, in the pantry.
That's right.
For storing, yeah. You know, dry goods or kitchen tools, you know, hand tools, that kind of thing. So that's the 10th one, which we shot it. We got a lot of comments from TV viewers how much they really liked that idea. So I thought I'd add that to the list. Number 10, using a clear pouch shoe bag for storage.
Well, that's pretty good. You know, and you think about a lot of different things. You know, I think about, I've never really been into crafting too much, but
right.
I know that's a gigantic hobby. And I love when I see, you know, we have a homeowner that we're working with that talks about the crafting that they do in different things, and you see that passion really come out, and man, you should have seen this project. Here, let me show you this picture, let me show you this. And
right.
And I think of that because they have all of these you know, watercolors, and they have all of these different paintbrushes,
lots
and things
of
like
accessories
that.
And crafting,
right.
lots and lots,
and so many times people are challenged with space in their home that would be adequate to take care of that. You know, you don't have most people don't have an extra bedroom that they can just dedicate
right.
to that.
Yeah.
So you know, you might be, you know, working out of a closet, or you might have to pull things out. I just think of that, being able to have that on the back of a closet door that you open up, and you have pretty ready access to all of those little things. And I'm sure as we're talking right now, if you have a hobby that, you know, you're constantly trying to get organized like that, this might be a great solution for just about anything that you're trying to organize around your house.
Yeah, and it's very affordable. You can buy them online or at any home center or hardware store, and they come in different sizes. And the only thing I would suggest is sometimes they're made just to be hung by one nail or one screw,
yeah, uh-huh.
or sometimes they have a little hook.
Right.
I guess
right.
you can put them in your closet, whatever. Eliminate the hook and put two screws in the top and two screws in the bottom, too, because otherwise it'll swing and bang around. But you're right. With those pouches, you'd be surprised. You'll find uses to fill up every single one of them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, I'll have to mention, I know you had said to me that it was hard to tie down this, and you kind of had a few honorable mentions.
I came up with two.
Yeah,
why don't you
mention one of those since we're at the, you know, kind of bottom of the top 10 here.
Okay, all right. Well, there are two honorable mentions. One of these simple solutions was my idea, which Danny thought was goofy, and the other simple solution was Danny's idea, which I thought was good. So I thought I had to share them with you guys.
Well, that's being transparent.
But,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. But in the end, actually, both simple solutions turned out to be pretty good ideas. So here's the first one that was my idea that Danny was questioning. And it's how to make a banana hanger. And a banana hanger
is just funny sounding. It's
nothing
just,
more. Yeah, you're still laughing at this idea. I shot it like we ran this simple solution about 5 years ago. Anyway, it's nothing more than a bent piece of wire that you can attach to the underside of your kitchen cabinet and hang a bunch of bananas. And the reason you want to do that is if bananas sit on the countertop, first, they're always in the way, but they get bruised. And they become overripe very quickly. So try the banana hanger. I love it. I use it every day, actually.
Well, actually, I've seen them. Now they're selling them in the store.
Right.
So it must have been a great idea. But we've got a lot to cover. And you can tell we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to go down all of the simple solutions that are Joe's favorites. We're going to talk about some of the reason and how these simple solutions came about. And, of course, we're going to connect with people all over this great country that maybe have a few challenges or maybe they want to share some funny stories of things that have happened around their house. Either way, we've got a lot stacked up and ready for you here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you have kids or pets, sooner or later you'll need new carpet. And right now, the Home Depot has you covered. With an unbeatable selection of carpet that walks the walk, in-store, or even easier, online. Durable and low maintenance, pet proof, life proof, and right now, installed for free. It's a good time to be a doer, thanks to free carpet installation at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. $599 minimum purchase of a dollar or more per square foot. Valid through May 6, U.S. only.
Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand weatherization products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, heard coast to coast on awesome radio stations like this one, KVTA AM 1590 in Ventura, California.
And a special shout out to Program Director Tom Spence. Thank you, Tom, for putting us on the air there. Ventura is located right on the Pacific Ocean, just northwest of Los Angeles. It's known for its laid-back outdoor lifestyle, including several excellent surfing spots. And there are nearly 40 parks within the city limits.
Wow.
So I guess when you have really nice weather like they do out in Ventura, people want to spend their time outdoors.
Wow, that sounds great. And a special hello to everybody there in Ventura. Actually, I will be in your neck of the woods here in just a few weeks because the winner of our national contest that was recently named of our contest, the win or have the healthiest home on the block contest, is in Palmdale, California, which is right around the corner from Ventura. So I guess now that you mentioned the surfboard, so now I've got to add that. I got to get my tools. I got to get a few exhaust fans, my surfboard. Oh, this is going to be an interesting trip on that plane. So, but we're going to have a great time. And congratulations. I can't quite remember her name. Catherine had an excellent conversation with her because that's one of the fun parts of my job is when I'm able to make the phone call
right.
and let them know that they've won this national contest and all the things that they'll win. That's pretty fun to make that call.
Yeah, when I was writing for Today's Homeowner magazine, we used to have a redwood deck contest, and we would select winners from all over the country that built redwood decks, and I got to make those calls as well. It is a lot of fun. They don't always believe you when you first call them.
No, they don't. Well, rarely do I get them on the phone first. Screening their phone calls and all, and I'll just usually say, you know, who I am, and then I have one more question I need to ask you, and I don't want to tell them over their voicemail
right,
that they
yeah.
won. So I'll, you know, and they'll usually call me back in about 8 seconds.
Yeah.
And because they pretty much.
Everyone's screening.
You know,
their
I'm not going to call
days.
Them to say that, sorry, you lost, you know,
yeah.
so that's a good thing there. Hey, let's go right to the phones right now. The Today's Homeowner Hotline is available to you anytime, 800-946-4420. Right now, Wade is on the phone with us from Minnesota with a little leak problem. Wade, welcome to the show and tell us all about it.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Thanks.
Yeah, we're great. Thanks.
Good. Yeah, I just had a brand new addition built, and got metal roof with ice and water shield underneath, and I'm still getting a leak. Now, I'm wondering if that is a sweating issue, or if it's just a leak itself somehow down through the ice and water shield. I don't understand that, and I can't seem to find any help with it, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Okay. Well, it's certainly it's a little hard to diagnose roofing problems, you know, with a radio phone call and so forth. But we can certainly tell you a number of things to look for. A lot of times, you know, if you have a leak like this, it can be where it may be joining the existing part of the home. That's always a suspect area, even if that water may travel a little bit from the point of entry to where you're actually seeing it. And where are you seeing it exactly showing up, and is it in the same place that you had problems with in the past?
It's just about no more than 4 feet up the eave, right, more so in the soffit area. I had white metal soffit, and I took that off, and there was about an inch of frozen water ice. And I thought maybe if I got some ventilation, it would help. And it did for a while, but it only seems to happen when it's warm and melting out. So I just assumed that maybe it had sweated, frozen, and then the warm temperature is melting it and is dripping.
Yeah, that might be it, Wade. I mean, if it's sweating, I can tell you why metal roofs sweat, which is a relatively common problem. If it's a leak, then, you know, it could be any number of reasons, and that you definitely should check out.
Right.
But typically, you know, the way to prevent a metal roof from sweating is, as you had mentioned, airflow, you know, really good ventilation to help evaporate any condensation that's forming. So that's like the first step. And then either adding insulation or what's known as, are you familiar with, and do you know if they put an anti-condensation layer on the underside of the roofing before they installed it, or did it come with it?
No, there's no.
Okay.
Yeah, all there is ice and water shield. I'm thinking, put some soffit vent and maybe,
right.
See, there's no gable end vent either. So I think it's sweat because there's no air flowing through there.
That sounds like it. Yeah. So you have to have either ridge vents or gable end vents, because if you have soffit vents, that's great. But where's the air going? It's going up and then what? You know, it's got to go out. The other reason, I don't know what the pitch of your roof is and what style roofing is on there, but shallow pitched roofs with deep corrugations on the roofing itself will worsen the problem of sweating. For obvious reasons, right? The steeper it is, the more the condensation can run out and not going to drip down. So, I mean, there's not much you can do about that. The roof's already built. But I think you're right. I think it's probably a airflow ventilation problem.
Yeah, that's because it is. It's exactly. It's funny you said it, because it's a very shallow pitch roof with corrugated steel roofing, metal roofing. That's exactly.
Yeah, well, it might be a combination. Yeah. So probably is not a leak. It sounds like it might be.
No.
Yeah, maybe you can solve this with some increased ventilation.
Increased ventilation. That sounds like the answer to me, too.
Well, good, Wade. I certainly hope that does address it. You don't, you know, you want to be able to relax around the house. You don't want to have to worry about those drips coming in through the roof. I hope this we've been able to point you in the right direction on this.
Yeah, I think you have. I appreciate it, guys. It's been great to be on your show. That's cool. I love it. Thank you.
All right. Well, certainly, if we can help you in the future, just let us know, and have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, that's great. I hope that is able to solve the problem. Hey, what we're doing this week is we're sharing with you the top 10 simple solutions that Joe has selected. He's done over 500 over the years. And we just shared with you number 10. And we also shared with you an honorable mention. But one other honorable mention I will mention here. This is one that Joe says he thought was a silly idea, but it turned out okay. And let me set this up for you a little bit.
You know what it is. I haven't even told you, but you know what it is.
I know. Years and years ago, Joe and I used to do these together.
That's right.
And so we would, you get set up to do things and so forth. And you know, you got the cameras, you got the producers, you got everybody ready to go. And this particular one had involved a problem I was having with my coffee pot, having to pull it out on the counter to fill it up with water. And I was telling on camera, so we're starting, okay, so Joe, show, I have this coffee pot here, and I'm really having a lot of problems. When I pull it out, the rubber feet on it cause it to kind of shake, and I want it to slide out a lot better. And of course, on camera, Joe says, "Well, if that's the biggest problem you got, then you don't have no problem at all." You know, right? So we
why?
So we had to redo the piece because he was messing with me like that. But all it was is simply putting felt pads on the bottom. Attaching them, gluing them to the bottom of the coffee pot legs.
That's right.
So that it could slide out real easy. You could pour it with water and you could tuck it back under there. So it ended up winning his approval, it sounds like.
It did win my approval. It made the list. It made the honorable mention list, but it didn't make the list. But that's a perfect example of something that seems a little goofy, like, what's the big issue about sliding out your coffee pot? But with the advent of and the popularity of granite countertops everywhere, those little rubber feet do indeed stick.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, you typically, as Danny had it in this case, he had it tucked under toward the backsplash wall under the cabinet, and you had to slide it out to get the water in. So putting on those little felt pads slides right out. And Danny's life is so much better. He's been so much happier.
Yeah. I did. I have a different coffee pot now, but I do remember that one fondly and how I could, because first thing in the morning, the last thing you want is any kind of aggravation. You're kind of sleepy. You need the cup of coffee. You come and you're having to fight with your coffee pot.
If you say
just,
so.
Man, it just made life a whole lot easier. Hey, we're rolling along with today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. We're counting down the top 10 simple solutions. When we come back, we're going to share with you number 9. What could Joe possibly come up with as we move down this list of simple solutions? And again, I'll remind you, todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. Over 500 of them waiting on you right there. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back here on today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Brohn.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Do you want real hardwood floors that are easy to install and as sturdy as vinyl? Well, life-proof, stylish bamboo flooring is durable enough to handle heavy traffic areas and prevent denting with its 7 layers of protective coatings. Also, this flooring is designed for easy fit. The glueless installation allows the planks to click-lock into place. Plus, it can easily be cleaned with a soft brush or damp cloth to make it ideal for the everyday homeowner. Bamboo flooring has been very, very popular over the years, so you might want to learn more about this life-proof bamboo flooring by logging on to HomeDepot.com. All right, that's certainly been a popular flooring for years.
Yeah, the other interesting thing about bamboo is, although it's a grass, not a hardwood, it actually is harder than oak and maple, which is typically used for flooring. So
yeah,
there's a lot of reasons to like bamboo.
Absolutely. Let's get right to Georgia. Karen's on the phone now with a problem with not getting enough heat in a particular room. Tell us all about this, and welcome to the show, Karen.
Sure. Thank you for having me on. So we purchased a 1935 older home, of course, back in August. And during the winter, we're finding that the home doesn't get any heat to an added room and bathroom in the house. And I guess a couple of months ago, I purchased one of those register blowers to help draw the heat in. And it's not working, so we're just not using that part of the home. And I was wondering if you guys had any suggestions on what we could do or who to call to see if there's anything we can do about getting heat to that room.
All right. Certainly. Be glad to. Well, there's a lot of things that could be happening there. Let me ask you a few questions. Now, in this area that you're speaking of, do you have so you do have air conditioning heating ductwork coming into that? And is that in the floor or in the ceiling?
It's in the, so it's not on the bottom floor, but it's on the side of the wall.
I see. Okay. And so during the summer, are you able to get it fairly cool? Is it cooled okay?
Yeah, that's the odd thing. And the same thing happened to the house that we sold to purchase this one. We had it for 13 years, and probably for 10 of those years, we didn't realize we didn't get heat in that room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the house is doing okay.
Yeah, the rest of the house is great. Is the we have a fairly new, I think it's maybe a 3-year-old HVAC system.
Right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Furnace, yeah.
Well, that's a little unusual because, I mean, generally, if it's cool enough during the summer, it'll be warm enough during the summer. Of course, it might have an issue with heat rising and so forth. Joe, what do you think some of the things that Karen may need to check on this?
Yeah, Karen, that's interesting because I was going to suspect something in the ducts. But if the ducts are blowing cool air in the summer without a problem, like why isn't the same duct? Because it's all the same ductwork, right? Why isn't it blowing heat in the winter? You installed a power vent that was supposed to, help suck some of that air into the room, and that's not working either. It kind of sounds like first, you definitely have to call an HVAC contractor and have the contractor check it out and find out why. Maybe it's just not producing enough heat to reach that area. Maybe I'm trying to think what else it could possibly be. Now, is this addition pretty far from the heat source or far from the end, off the end of the house beyond, where you're not, right in the main part of the house?
I wouldn't say so. Because the furnace is to one side of the house where, so if you have the kitchen toward the back of the house, the addition is right off of the kitchen.
Okay.
And maybe it's maybe a 12 by 12. And then the bathroom is right off of that.
Yeah. I was wondering maybe the heat was just, the air was just cooling before it actually got there because it was such a long run. But if that's not it, yeah, I mean, it could be a lot of different things, but I think, again, an HVAC contractor is going to have to test it out, run it. This would be a great time of year to have them out there, too, and check the temperature of the air coming out of all the registers, and then that would be a dead giveaway if they're all
exactly
at 70 and there it's at 60. It's like, okay, well, why is that?
You right. Know? And that's a good thing about, having someone that, and you want to make sure that you're getting a air conditioning heating person that's recommended to you that all, that does a lot of residential work. And they can send the guy out there on a little troubleshooting, doing exactly what Joe's saying with being able to test those temperatures where it's going into the return air and as it's coming out of the different pieces of the ductwork. And that might alone, just that one little informal testing, pinpoint where the problem is. And it may be something to do with needing a larger piece of ductwork going to that addition area. But I think that's going to be the best bet. And the guys aren't, they're not very expensive. They'll be able to handle all of that and then recommend and provide you an estimate of what it would take to repair it if they can find and pinpoint that problem.
Okay, you know what? I think there's no return in that room either.
Well,
that
would be one of the things that they may recommend is to get a better sampling of air is to run, and that's fairly easy to do, whether they go under the house, over the house, wherever, but that might just be the thing that's making a difference in the two different ways of going about it.
Okay, sounds good then. Thank you very much for your help. Your suggestion.
Our pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us here on the show. Joe, we're talking about the top 10. How about sharing with us the number 9 in the top 10 simple solution as we count them down?
Okay. This one is how to make a homemade furniture cleaner and polisher. When I first came up with this simple solution, I wasn't sure how it would go over, but we had great response from our TV viewers, so I thought I'd share it here on the radio. And what you do is you mix 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/4 cup of white vinegar, and 1/2 teaspoon of lemon juice. And you combine it. It sounds delicious, but it actually works really well to polish furniture, any wood furniture. And then in that same simple solution, I added a slightly additional tip, which is if you have a scratch, and Danny, you and I discussed this, and we were both surprised how well it worked.
Right.
And tell them what you use to hide the scratch on a piece of furniture.
Good old walnut. That's all you have to do.
A piece of walnut.
Get some walnut and just take a little piece of that nut and just rub it right on a stained piece of furniture or cabinet that has a little scratch. I'm telling you, you'll be amazed. And you might think that it's going to go away right away. It really doesn't. It'll stay with it. We did it in our office in here, which gets quite a bit of use. And man, it just turned out great.
Good. Yeah.
So we're counting down the simple solutions as we go through this first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. We have a lot more coming up, a lot more calls, and a brand new simple solution in just a few minutes. So stay with us here on today's Homeowner Radio.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinginwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Are you tired of cleaning your shower? Let Wet n' Forget Shower clean it for you. Wet n' Forget is the quickest, easiest way to keep your shower sparkling clean. Just spray the shower top to bottom and you're done. Next morning, simply rinse it clean. That's it. Use Wet n' Forget Shower once a week to tackle soap scum, shower grime, mold, and mildew stains. No scrubbing, no bleach, and no harsh fumes. Don't waste time scrubbing your shower. Pick up a bottle of Wet n' Forget Shower at the Home Depot. For a $2 off coupon, go to homedepot.com/cleaning savings. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Bonding heavy materials to vertical surfaces requires an adhesive with grabbing power you can trust. Titebond's Ultimate Tight Grab Adhesive is an advanced formula with twice the initial vertical bond strength of most other similar adhesives. Just press the work into place and go. Tight Grab, the game-changing adhesive that lets you bond heavy materials to vertical surfaces with confidence. Available at select Lowe's locations, visit tightbond.com for details.
Bath fans aren't just for the bathroom anymore. Moisture and poor air quality can affect any room in the house. Home gyms, nurseries, and craft rooms are just a few places you might find moisture, allergens, and toxins. Poor indoor air can lead to health issues. Braun has a wide variety of humidity and motion sensing ventilation fans, and for the music lover, an exhaust fan with Bluetooth technology and speakers that let you sing along to your favorite tunes. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun Newtone, come home to fresh air.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips.
And we're so glad to be with you each and every week. Joe Truini and myself, Danny Lipford, we have a great time and hope we've been able to brighten up your weekend a little bit with a some good lighthearted approach to home improvement, because it doesn't have to be a miserable existence to try to maintain and improve your home. It can be done and have a little fun with it along the way. And one of the things that we're having a little fun with right now is that we put Joe to a test of coming up with the top 10 simple solutions of all times, which is not easy when you've done over 500 of these things.
And that's right. We've
been counting them down. We're on number 8, Joe. Let's get through a few of these things here, because all of these are just great, and I'm anxious to see what you've come up with for number 1. So what's number 8?
Okay, number 8. This is one that Danny and I have both used, and I used it very recently, which is why it made the list. It's how to protect yourself when you're installing fiberglass insulation or pretty much any kind of insulation baby powder.
Yeah.
Because if you ever installed insulation, first of all, always wear gloves, goggles, long sleeves, a respirator, a dust mask, because you don't want to be breathing in those fibers. When they land on your skin, you're typically sweating and they stick. They can itch for hours and sometimes even days if you can't wash it all off. So you just take a little baby powder before you start moving around the insulation. Sprinkle it around your neck, around your wrists, anywhere you think the insulation fibers might stick, and that will prevent them from sticking.
And it does work very, very well. And it smells good, too.
It smells good. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, that's another good one. Number seven, what do we have?
Okay, how to clean second story windows from the outside with a normal squeegee, which usually has like a 16-inch long handle. Like, how do you do that?
Hmm.
Well, the trick is you use a 10-foot long piece of PVC pipe. And we show in this simple solution video how you put the, slide it right into the pipe, you know, put a little screw into it just to keep it from falling out, and you can reach up second story, no problem. You know, it has the squeegee on one side and the sponge on the other, so you can, you know, wash it and flip it around and squeegee it off.
And I have used that one. Matter of fact, I'm going to use that this weekend. We're doing a big cleanup right now at my new house I'll be moving into soon. And so instead of breaking out the ladder and leaning it against the freshly painted siding to do some of the upper windows, we're going to use this very thing. I've already got the squeegee, and I've got a 10 or 12 foot piece of pipe. And so we're gonna give that a try. That's another good one. Okay, we're up to Number six.
Some of the most popular simple solutions are ideas for storage, how to organize your workshop or wherever you keep your tools. And this one is using a cupcake pan. You can buy metal cupcake pans. They come in various sizes. The larger ones hold maybe like for 9 cupcakes, and there are some smaller cupcakes that might have 12. But the idea is you take this and you mount them on the underside of a workbench by just making a little wooden cleat on each side, and you slide it in, and it's perfect. It slides right out, and you can store little nuts and bolts and screws and pieces of hardware, anything like that. And you can put them side by side. You can get 2 or 3 of them if you have the space for them. And the nice thing is you can slide it out like a drawer and just take what you need and slide it back, or take the whole thing out.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised how much you can store in one cupcake tray.
Yeah, this really is very effective in trying to divide up a lot of those washers and nuts and small screws and things like that. And you need to check out that video, again, todayshomeowner.com/simplesolutions, and just check out that for a cupcake pan organizer. Okay, Joe, we're down to number five. What do we have?
Number five, halfway home. Okay, is there any home that doesn't have a stripped hinge screw? If you have all the doors in your house, the exterior doors, interior doors, chances are you're going to have a screw that's stripped. And if the hinge pulls away, then the door is going to be binding. So here's a quick way. This simple solution is how to fix a stripped hinge screw using a wooden golf tee. And it just take a wooden golf tee, remove the screw, hammer in the tee. You can put a little glue on it if you want. Hammer it in, trim off the head. And what you're essentially doing is you're replacing the wood that was stripped by the screw, drill a little pile hole, drive in the original screw, and the door's fixed, just like that.
Boy, that can work very well. Having a problem with some gate hardware outside or any of those type of things, it works really, really well. These are great, Joe. I'm enjoying the heck out of learning what your top 10 is. Okay, we're down to number four.
Number four, going back to storage. Again, storage is very popular with simple solutions. In many garages, workshops, sheds, there are exposed studs, right? The stud walls are exposed on the inside because there's no sheetrock or anything. But that 3.5-inch deep space, or 5.5-inch deep space if you have 2x6 studs as opposed to 2x4, but either way, that deep space is perfect for storing all sorts of boxes and cans and, you know, like spray cans and stains and nails and boxes of nails and screws and cans. And you just nail either a 2x4 or even a 1x4 with a couple of cleats. You just nail those horizontally between the studs, and instantly you have storage space where before you had no storage space at all.
And that's just like any storage like that. You want to get things up and out of the way, and that's a great way to do it. Okay, number three.
Number three is using, this is one I first learned from my dad. We were talking about where these all come from. Well, they come from all over the place. Uh-huh. My dad taught me this one. And it's how to use a finishing nail to drill pilot holes. So if you're nailing up trim with finishing nails, you know, you need a little teeny tiny drill bit to drill the pilot holes because nails are so small. And those bits will often break or you can't find them. But you can use the nail, chuck it into your drill, and use that to drill the perfect size pilot hole.
Boy, I have tried that before, and it works really, really well, especially when you're getting into real small moldings that can split so easily. And you're right, boy, those drill bits will snap so easily that the nail's a little hardier, I guess. So that's another great simple solution. And we're going to tackle and find out about what the top two simple solutions out of all of these 500 that Joe's done when we come back right after this break. And I want to remind you, todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions, you can actually see all 500 plus of the simple solutions. We're going to share with you the top two when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
There's never been a better time to be a doer. Not with the Home Depot in your corner. And new digital tools on our Home Depot app, like image search. Snap a picture with our app, find just what you need. And our product locator will not only tell you how many we've got, it'll lead you right to them in the store. Oh, and if you can't make it to the store, we can deliver. From time-saving tools to game-changing innovations, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Brone Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Brone under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Brone.com. Brone New Tone, come home to fresh air.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Boy, we've had a lot of fun this hour going over all of the top 10 simple solutions as selected by the one that put them all together, Joe Truini. And we're ready to see what number two and especially what number one favorite simple solution to Joe. Joe, what's number two?
Okay, number two is how to make a non-toxic household cleaner. This, again, received really great response from our TV viewers and radio listeners. And all you do is you take a 1-quart spray bottle and you mix in 1 cup of rubbing alcohol, 2/3 cup of white vinegar, and then just top off the bottle with water, shake it up, and you can use this for cleaning almost everything. It's really safe. It's not going to harm any surface. The vinegar, the combination of vinegar and the alcohol will cut through most caked on stains, whether it's in the kitchen or in the bathroom. And although some people were concerned about the smell evaporates so quickly, by the time you recognize it as alcohol or vinegar, it's gone. So there you go. I made 2 bottles. I keep one downstairs, one upstairs, and I use them all the time.
Yeah, make sure you put a proper label on them, and that does work very, very well. And I want to mention now, everything we've talked about on this week's show with all of Joe's top 10 will be available right. It is available right now at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Each week, we try to make sure that we fill in the blanks on any information that you might need. And it'll also include links to see the video of each and every one of those. Okay, wish I had a drum. We could do a little drum roll here, but Joe, there you go. What is the number one simple solution in your opinion after all of these many, many ones that you've done over 20 plus years?
Okay, I chose this one because I use it all the time. Any project I'm building, I drive in screws with a drill driver or an impact driver. And the trick is, how do you do that? Well, splitting the wood. So this simple solution shows how to do that. And it explains the difference between a pilot hole and a screw shank clearance hole. Because technically, when you're screwing one board to another, the screw should pass cleanly through the top board, not bite into it, and then bite into the bottom board. And the whole idea, of course, is that it pulls those two tightly together. So in any case, I show how to do that, and I explain the differences between a counter bore and a counter sink, you know, whether you want the screw head flush with the surface or counter bored, meaning it's below the surface. And why would you want to do that? Well, often you don't have a long enough screw, so if you counter bored a little bit, the screw goes into the second board a little deeper. In any case, I chose this as a top one because I use it all the time and it absolutely prevents splitting of wood. In fact, in this video, I show driving a screw in the very edge of a board, first without the holes. And of course, it split immediately because the head of the screw is like a wedge. And then I did it again after drilling the holes. No problem at all.
There you go. I can see why that would be number one. And great job, Joe. I know that wasn't easy putting all of that together. And certainly I admire Joe a lot for constantly coming up with these great fresh ideas and solutions to help you with some of the common problems that you may have around your home. Always great to hear from Joe and great to hear on all of these simple solutions. And that's pretty much going to wrap up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. And if you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the Today's Homeowner Radio show for the second hour, no problem. Head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't miss a thing. And we certainly appreciate you joining us on our podcast. And you can find out all about that and download it wherever you download your podcast. But you can find out a little behind the scenes by going to todayshomeowner.com/podcast. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. Thanks again for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.